You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome. This is the second episode of the Pub Panel podcast, where we talk about nonsense you would talk about with your friends at the bar. I'm Brian. With me is...
Hey, I'm Jeff.
I'm Mike.
All right. Roaring start.
I want to come in and be a guest on the Thursday show of reasons why I'm single. I think I'd have some good.
Have you ever listened to the show?
How long's the show?
No, I have not.
So it's a couple of women that do it.
Oh,
maybe listen a few times. I've listened once or twice before. You might fit in as a single person.
Maybe if we met, we wouldn't be single anymore.
Oh, maybe. Perhaps.
That would ruin the podcast then.
There'd be one girl left.
Be reasons why that one is still single. I think it's just two. I'm pretty sure it's just the two of them. But I think they bring in some guests. Like I said, I've only listened a couple times. You mentioning about Hulu. I did want to talk further about that because it's just like Cyber Monday and Black Friday, the sales that are going on. Everything I've like read about it, like I've bought one TV. I think I bought one TV on a Black Friday before.
The
reason I did, I mean, it was a dirt cheap TV. It was for our office. Our kids watch TV on it. It's like a 32-inch thing I got for like $200. It was dirt cheap. Why not? I was reading that basically all of these products are produced for Black Friday and they use inferior parts in them.
Yeah.
So they can.
Have you seen the brand names for them?
Well, no, I mean, it's.
Half of them are even brand names.
They're I got a Samsung.
Okay.
And it's worked perfectly fine. I've had it for like 4 years. It works perfectly fine. But most of these deals, like when you really look at it, it's not that good of a deal. So when you said that Hulu today is, if you sign up by, I looked it up, you can get the limited version where they still show you commercials, which is fine because right now we pay like whatever it is. I think it's like $7.99 a month, which is not that much money, but you still get commercials. It kind of sucks since you're already paying money and they're still giving you commercials, but it's $9.99 for the year, which is actually a pretty good deal. Save $7 a month over the course of a year. Sure, why not? But most of the trials are like, oh, 99 cents for 3 months. Then we auto renew you unless you cancel before the 30 days. So like they're guaranteed to get like 1 month at $12.99. Like that's how Spotify works. Like you have to cancel before the start of your third month.
And no one ever remembers to cancel.
That's exactly. Why I cancel 5 minutes after I sign up.
Yeah, I've done that on a few things before. There's ways you can actually get, so you can't use a gift card to register for a lot of those things, but you can use, there's a site, I wish I could think of the name of it right now, but you can go and create a one-time use debit card that they can identify and reject your card number. So it'll only work that. So you buy that card, you put $25 on it, it rings through for that price. And if you don't put more money on that card, you cannot get charged. So you basically, when they try to auto-renew you can stop. I think that's actually a good deal from Hulu, but I was reading, and you use inferior parts, the products you're buying, yeah, they're cheaper, but they are made much cheaper as well. And most of those things are scams.
Yeah, probably.
Like it is ridiculous. I looked at a couple of things today. I need a new pair of shoes. Biggest sale in Zappos history was today. It was like 10% off the pair of shoes I actually wanted. Like there's a bunch of other shit I didn't want that I didn't find. I was like, that was the stuff you probably have as clearance already that you're just, you waited, instead of putting it on clearance for the past 3 months, you waited and threw it all out there today.
You could probably find them cheaper somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, yesterday when we were watching football, you're like, what are you doing, online shopping?
Yeah.
I was looking at, you know, Travis Matthew, the golf brand?
No.
Yeah, it's like 50% off like Black Friday deals. I'm like, oh, cool. I like this stuff. I look it up. Everything that's in there is a size extra small or small. Like, I can't use any of this.
Yeah.
So stuff like that is like overstock stuff that or shit sizes that no one can wear anymore. Or,
yeah, I mean,
it's bullshit.
For those listening, Houghton's not small.
Or he's not fitting in an extra small or a double X.
Well, he's not really large either.
That's what I say. He's not fitting into a double X either.
Small.
Yeah, that's...
Could if I wanted a belly shirt.
Yeah, that's why I started filtering, like, when I shop at REI, you'll get a lot of their clearance stuff. But when if I go to like REI.com and I want to look something up, I know to search for, like, I immediately put my sizes in first because I don't want to get some like, oh, I love that. Extra small only. Oh, motherfucker. Like, I don't want to get excited for like, that's an amazing, I love that fleece for $40. Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes. Yay. That's not going to work. Aww. Yeah. First thing I do now is, yeah, put in my size. Like when I was shopping for shoes, it's like, all right, I have to put in my size or. Yeah.
Size six.
Size 11, dick. Which actually sucks because if you had an odd size, all you ever had to do is only buy clearance shit. Like if you can wait until like 2 years after it was originally produced, you can save a crap ton of money. Yeah. If you just didn't care about when stuff was made, you could save money being an extra small or a trip. Well, I would say extra small. I'd say triple XL and XL and double, or just go or to double Dunham's. XL. Or go to Dunham's. I still have a blue hoodie, Russell Athletic, blank blue hoodie that I wear. It's got to be 15, 20 years old. Bought for $20.
At Dunham's?
Oh, yeah.
They have great stuff there.
It's awesome.
If you want like a 89 Pistons championship t-shirt or...
Kayak.
Got it.
Kayak. Like
got it.
He's like how they bring the kayaks out in the summer, like put them on the curb. Like, okay, we have shitty kayaks.
I did... I remember doing this when we started playing softball a few years ago. I went to Dick's, found the baseball glove I wanted, and it was like $90. And then I went down to Dunham's because their stuff's just not organized. It's like, here's the baseball gloves, and it's just a giant bin of shit. But I sifted through it, and I found it. I'm like, here it was, and it was $20 cheaper.
Yeah.
It's just because there's no organization. They put, like, there's no labor, there's no the extra labor cost, display, et cetera, advertising, none of that. So it was cheaper. You just had to put in more work to find it.
Then you can get a quench gum on your, while you're checking out.
That's also from 1989.
That stuff was so gross. It's
like, there's no
it was
way.
Gross to begin with.
There's no way they're still making that. They've just had it left over.
You get it for like a nickel. It's literally like 20, like who buys that 25, shit? 25 years old probably. Oh, shit gum.
I do remember getting baseball cards when I was a kid. It was baseball or hockey pack.
The baseball card gum is better than the quench gum.
Yeah, except when you buy like a pack of like 1983 Tops and you're 9, 10 years old. And you buy, I can't remember why, but I was looking for a card. So I bought like two or three packs and I ate the gum. And my dad was like, no, spit that out. It's like 8 year old gum. Don't eat that. Eh. It tastes like chalk to start with. It tasted no different. It was a slightly crunchier, but. Yeah.
Say it's a little,
yeah,
a little crunchy,
a little start, rough on the album. Gives my jaw a good workout. No,
it's all weird.
No. Leave that one alone.
But just going back to the knockoff brand thing, like my favorite knockoff brand name is Cody. That's in the Sony font. That's a nice Sony. It's a Cody, actually.
I think all you should do for the Sony one, instead of Cody, you should just take in the S and put it on its side so it looked like an N.
Noni?
Noni, but basically just use the same thing. I think that would work.
Nah.
Yeah. I assume most of the TV, I've had my TV for like 4 years. They probably work perfectly fine. And for $200, if the thing crapped out tomorrow, I still feel like I absolutely got my money's worth out of the thing.
Yeah, I think for like an
extra room or something.
Like an office or kids' room or something. Yeah, why not? Why go out and spend $1,000 on a TV?
Exactly.
And you get a Cody for $40.
Yeah, I don't own a Vizio. They actually apparently get good reviews.
I think I have one.
Do you?
It's all right.
I was always hesitant when they first came out. I thought they were like a knockoff brand, but I've read some pretty good reviews on some of them.
I think they're all right. Because then they used to just sell them at like Costco and shit.
I think it was like Walmart and Costco or something like that, or maybe it was Walmart and Sam's Club were like the only places they carried them. So I assumed it was some
but now you can get
crappy
them
version. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. There was, when I got this new computer, I was reading reviews and it's like, what were the best laptops this year? That's why I ended up getting this one. But also, it was the best TVs. I think one of the Vizios was like the best best rated like 4K in the 50 to 65 inch range. Something like that.
I need to get a bigger TV now. 50 seems like it's like standard now. I mean, a couple years ago, 50 was like, you're getting a huge TV.
I know.
Now it's sort of like you have to start off at 50. So time to upgrade.
When I got the TV we have in our bedroom, I mean, I guess it's still really big for a bedroom, but it's like a 42-inch TV.
It's a decent bedroom TV.
Yeah, it's fine for the bedroom. When you think about it, 15 years ago, a 42-inch TV was absurd.
That'd be like main room.
Like in college, one of my roommates was from a pretty well-off family, and he bought a 38-inch TV.
That'd be huge in college.
For like $800, and it was like amazing. I mean, it was a tube TV.
Probably 3,000 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, God. Heavy as shit.
Took like five of you guys to move in.
Oh, yeah. But it was like an amazing TV. Now it's like, yeah, like you get a 40-inch TV to stick in the, you know, in the corner of your dorm room. Imagine what dorm rooms are like now with TVs flat on the wall. God, you got to save so much space.
Yeah, I remember.
Everybody's got laptops, so you don't really need the desk. Like, you clear a bunch of shit out of my dorm room like that.
Freshman year, I had a 27-inch, and it was like the largest TV in the hall.
Jesus, man. Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, going down to your room to watch TV. I'm like, yeah, 27-inch TV.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Come on down.
Be my friend. Yeah, that's got to be that. Sorry. Just thinking about, like, that's got to be the biggest advancement in dorm rooms. Is simply that everybody's got a laptop, so you don't really need a desk.
Tablet.
Yeah, so you could have one desk, you know, if you want, but you don't necessarily need that furniture.
Have a lot of space and build a bar, like Jess and Brett did, except they did not have space.
Nope, which is why they slept together in the same bed.
Maybe.
For a year.
Yeah. It's a weird scene.
Well, they had a bar.
That bar.
All right. So, the other thing that I saw that happened today, thanks, Mike, and this is the pub panel podcast, so you can burp into the mic. It's expected.
Wasn't a burp.
Well, it sounded like you burped right into it.
I went, ew.
Sounded like a burp.
I slammed my beer down for some reason.
But you can burp. That's what happens.
I don't have to burp.
Do it.
Just try it.
There you go.
Well, not bad.
Did you guys see the Mars Insight rocket robot thing that landed today?
I saw the celebration.
Did you? But the NASA nerds?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was on Barstool. I think they all had like their own like special like handshakes and everything that they were doing with each other.
I would, too. I was reading about it today. A coworker sent me an article about it. Like, they launched it. So I saw something over the weekend that they're, you know, where they were going to try to land, potentially land it. They think they were picking out a spot. I didn't think much else. And it was, here's a spot that looks like it could be dried up rivers. And they want to try to find, is there evidence that water existed there at one point in time? And they're trying to figure out what's in the core. That's all I read. And I didn't think anything else about it. Came up at work today. Read it's not even an article, it was a cartoon from The Oatmeal, but it would like walk through what they had to do. So they launched this thing months and months and months ago, and it's landing today. And I'm going through and reading it, and it's like, so this ship over the past few months has traveled 130 million miles, some nonsense like that, and it has to enter Mars's atmosphere at a 13 degree angle. Anything less than 13 degrees, it will immediately incinerate. Anything greater than 13, it will just bounce off into space and be gone forever. So like that's the first step they had to get through is, did they get into line up at a 13 degree angle? Then after it went through, it was like 12 G's were pulling on it. And the example they gave is a 150-pound human at 12 G's would weigh 1,800 pounds. So like that's how much gravity was pulling down on it. And that increases the heat around it as it's entering the atmosphere to over 2,700 degrees, which would melt steel. So it's got this enormous heat shield on it that had to stay there and protect the heat. But then it had to, at the exact right time, and by the way, as soon as it entered the atmosphere, they lost communication with it for 7 minutes. So these guys, like, it's just all automation. They have to hope the entire program plays properly. And they just won't know until it gets through this process. Heat shield has to like automatically fall off. There's some pyrotechnics that does that. And then there's
parachutes,
some,
right?
Then a parachute.
I should see something.
Then more pyrotechnics to shoot the legs out. And then some thrusters, basically just like little rockets underneath it to like let it like softly land on the ground. And that's when they would find out if it had worked. So it was 7 minutes is 400. I think it was actually 420 seconds. I might be wrong on that, but of just not knowing. And then suddenly it's there, whether or not they do it. So it's interesting to read like all of the steps they had to go through. So yeah, I mean, it is a room of nerds that built this thing out over years and years and years. And I'm sure some of the handshakes were awkward. And when you compare them to like an athletic football player and all of the fun dances in the NFL this year that have been orchestrated, they were ridiculous looking, but those dudes probably were happier than anybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking crazy process to go through.
So, I'd like to see those celebrations.
Yeah. He said it was Barstool who had it.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm sure they're all over the internet. The coworker who sent this to me, she was watching it. Like, she was watching basically their reaction. She was watching them watch it, was what they did. So anybody could grab it. But yeah. And now it's going to drill 30, I think it's 31 feet into Mars.
So you get all the way there and then the drill doesn't work?
Well, I don't think the thing moves either.
No.
Yeah. So this one, it's not like the Curiosity is the other one that like drives around and shit. I don't think this one can move. It only can go down because it's trying to look inside of Mars as opposed to around Mars.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's nuts.
So she doesn't start digging.
Yeah. So, and the idea is to figure out, so it's going to measure what Mars quakes are, which is kind of a weird term.
Sounds like a great kind of candy bar.
Yeah. So it's a weird, you understand like, all right, it's earthquake. So that would be a Mars quake, but it is very odd. So it's like to measure how it vibrates and moves. So it's all to understand, is Mars a rock planet? You know, how similar is it to Earth, to try to learn about what can happen on Earth?
Well, yeah. How do they know that the drill's going to be able to drill?
You know,
I don't think you do.
I would guess based on the shit they went through up to this point, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to figure this one out too. And it's already been figured out. I mean, you launch something 130 million miles and it has to be at a 13 degree angle to the planet or else it doesn't work. Like, their calculations are probably on point that I think this is probably less of a worry than
some good gas mileage.
Took a few months. Elon Musk believes there's a 75% chance he will land on Mars in his lifetime.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. But yeah, this does. So it's to understand like if it's a rock planet, yeah, it'll help them try to determine like what's the core, what's under the surface, what's its lifetime, how does it react when, you know, the sun. So basically.
What if it finds crab people?
That'd be amazing.
What if it just pokes a hole into a crab person? What if there's a crab person like 2 feet below the surface and it kills them?
Hopefully that's not the last crab person.
That'd be rough. Ended the entire species.
Well, I don't think it was, if it's the last one, it wasn't going to. It's probably be glad. It's like, put me out of my misery.
Finally. Yeah, but it just. It was interesting to read this today after the White House report on climate change and how they had to put out a report and this was their findings and it was a scientific study and they don't believe their own study.
This wasn't part of Space Force, was it?
No.
Then they put it out.
They put it out on Friday as a way
because Black Friday, so that nobody would.
Yeah, so it wasn't supposed to be released until December.
See, Black Friday is just a front.
Yeah, they put it out when they figured everybody would miss it.
Yeah,
that was their intention because it's so damning, and it's. I mean, part of it is that climate change is going to shrink the U.S. GDP by 10%. So, you know, and this is the White House's findings, and then afterwards. Trump doesn't necessarily believe it.
It's just one report.
Yeah. So, but I know that's all I could think of is like, we're trying to learn what happens over time to Mars and how it could potentially impact Earth. And it's like, yeah, we're going to need to learn some of those things really, really fast.
Didn't he also send out a tweet about like how cold it was?
Thanks,
it was like something about how cold it was.
And yeah, he
like,
keeps fucking up.
What happened to global warming?
Yeah, it's going like, to record cold in New York this week.
That old joke.
It's like, dude, you're the fucking president. Shouldn't you understand what global warming is, you idiot?
He's not a scientist.
Oh, he's not.
With that is a proven fact.
I don't know what the fuck he is. Yeah, but you know Donald Trump, he's like, I'm smarter than any scientist. He's a fucking whack.
Yes. And I mean, it's, again, like this, and this is, I have to assume, a somewhat watered down version, because there were people who claim it is not true that potentially had the ability to influence this report. Because, I mean, it says by 2100, by the end of this century, there's going to be a 10% reduction in GDP. I mean, there are people that reading about these. Oh, did you get those from Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Some Rheingeist.
Panther.
There are people that the pollution that went into the atmosphere about 20, 25 years ago in the late 90s is what is causing the current California wildfires. So the shit that we have been putting into the atmosphere.
No. It's from not raking the forest.
Yeah, it is not raking. Which, by the way, and this is, I think it was Seth Meyers, or Seth Meyers or John Oliver, but isn't it embarrassing as shit every time he says something about another country and the entire country gets to roast the shit out of this country for like weeks on end? Like when he said that Germany was completely dependent on Russia for all of their energy, and German delegates cracked up laughing at that. Germans don't laugh, and they laugh their asses off. And then Finland just rake the forest, bring your rakes over and over again for like a goddamn week. At all. Germans?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the, I'll show you the subreddit after this, but there's a subreddit for German comedy. It's not a single post. There's like 20,000 subscribers. There's nothing there because there's no such thing as German comedy. It's efficient.
Germany.
But like,
I had a good time in Germany.
Did you laugh?
I saw some people laugh. They probably weren't Germans.
Yeah, they were tourists.
That's how they can tell who the tourists are.
I mean, do you remember the Sweden riots that he brought up? And Sweden's like, what are you talking about? What riot happened yesterday? Like, yeah. These countries just like keep laughing at us because of it. Yeah. But okay. Beyond that.
Laughter's a good thing, Brian.
Not in this case. But, you know, the wildfires, a lot, like, it's because of the way the climate, like, it's changed over the past 25 years. Like, that's pollution that's put into the atmosphere from 25 years ago that is pushing this type of shit. And we haven't gotten better. We have gotten worse. So this shit's going to get worse. Even if let's say tomorrow everyone decides, fuck, we have to change this. And everybody immediately is able to make an impact. And we are able to immediately correct problems. We're still looking 25 to 30 years away before we see the benefits of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the issue is. Like, that's the problem, that they put this out and like, oh yeah, in 100 years or in 80 years from now, the GDP may drop by 10%. Yeah, but there's a lot of immediate shit happening too.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's aggravating. They tried to hide a goddamn report that actually says, oh shit, yeah, this right-wing crazy-ass White House is actually releasing the report that says climate change is happening and hurting the country. Oops.
Black Friday.
Don't want to.
Hope you enjoy your knockoff TV.
I don't want to lose money, though.
I mean, honestly, if that's what it. That's the other thing. It's more efficient and will bring as many jobs to this country to stop coal mining and start wind farming or solar farms. And you can employ just as many people, and it's just cheaper and more efficient and doesn't put out pollution. But they just they won't do it. It's frustrating. Yeah, because
they're getting kickbacks from the coal companies.
Yeah.
Wind farmers don't give kickbacks. I know that. I've tried.
All right. That got very political. How about instead of
Joe doesn't listen.
Joe should listen this week. Be like, dude, check this week out. I'll shut it off. Since we bring up Joe, we can talk about not just fantasy football, but football. That Monday night game from last week, mm-hmm. that was supposed to be in Mexico, but wasn't, which was entertaining as shit.
That was a good game.
Chiefs and Rams. Is it 55-53? 55-52?
Right.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it was incredibly entertaining. I think you can only get a, right now you can only score that many points because there were multiple defensive returns. But, like, did you see, tied into that, I think it's Drew Brees, who's, like, launching a flag football league. He's trying to set some up because participation in tackle football has dropped so much that there has to be an alternative. So he's like trying to help people at least get into football by playing, you know, kids playing flag football, trying to increase participation in that. But Bomani Jones was talking about it. Drew McGarry from Deadspin and the Deadcast, they were talking about how basically football is not going to exist like this in 15, 20 years. Like, the changes are coming so quickly. Like, if you were to go back and look at a early 70s game to a mid-80s game, you'd see some changes. It does open up a little bit. There's less running, but there's still a good amount of running. There's fewer big hits. There's a little more safety. But then you look at, like, now to 10 years ago, the changes are absolutely immense. Like, defenses don't exist between the 20s. Defenses basically only exist in the red zone. Because you give people too much space. And it's, you know, is this the NFL product people even want?
If you get games like Monday night, I think people are still going to be watching. If they're pretty much scoring, like, every possession. And, I mean, even though they're scoring, like, some of those throws that Mahomes was making and some of those catches, I mean, people are still going to watch if it's scoring like that. But you're not going to get every single team that's going to have that kind of offense either.
It'll be limited to, like, four teams, five that can actually participate in shootouts like that. So,
not to give the Lions slant on this, but
they won't be one of them.
No,
they have some offensive issues right now. But with Patricia being the Patriots' defensive coordinator, the Patriots gave up on a defending between the 20s like 4 years ago. That's why when you look at their stats, if you look at all the advanced stats, it says their defense should be much worse than it was. But it's because they basically just, they didn't care if you moved the ball, you weren't going to score. You weren't going to go over the top of us. And then we were going to hold you to a field goal. We're going to create a turnover somehow. And they advanced that. That was the Belichick part of things. That's where maybe, you know, hopefully Patricia can help the Lions. But it was this, and that's where you look now is, again, you go back and watch, even in the early 90s, like go back and relive the Lions' glory of that 91 NFC Championship game. But
glory
the amount of contact that a cornerback was allowed to have on a receiver, like receivers had to fight just to run down the field the entire damn way. Now you cannot touch a receiver. Like, you have a couple of yards at the line of scrimmage, and then basically the second they touch that ball, you're allowed to touch them. Outside of that, you can't. Where, again, you go back to the early 90s, they cannot run down the field. That's why you're able to create so many stops so much more often back then. Where now, if these are the rules, okay, I will let you come out here and run. And again, you can throw and move the ball down the field. But once you get into the red zone, you can't beat us over the top because there's not that, like, it's only so far that you can throw it over us. So it's just a changing of the game, but that does completely change what the game is, because right now it's the Saints, Rams, and Chiefs.
Yep.
Honestly, the Rams' defense looks like it should be good. And
Pittsburgh's offense is pretty good.
They still have Roethlisberger at quarterback, though. Like, he's become detrimental. Like, that pick he threw yesterday at the end of the game.
I think, like, that was where three people could have intercepted it.
I don't even know who he thought he was throwing it to.
I think Stafford's become detrimental at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Lions.
But Yeah, I think it's just a completely different game. I mean, Blake Bortles is getting benched.
He's not good, though.
Blake Bortles is on pace to throw for 3,700 yards this year. That is more than Terry Bradshaw threw for in any season of his
Blake
career.
Bortles. See the interview that he just did?
No.
I think it was on Barca or something, but they interviewed him. Some lady was interviewing him. He's like, what's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? He's like, usually piss. And the other question was, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing? He's like, probably construction worker, just ripping cigs all day. I'm like, this guy's awesome. Too bad he just lost his job.
But. Who's who's starting for him now?
It's
Chad Henne.
No,
was he still there? Nope,
he can't be there still.
He's not. Shit. I was just watching some of it today.
All right, I've got.
That's some. How.
I told Houghton that.
I mean, Leonard Fournette could start at quarterback over him.
Yeah. I said that Elias should trade Stafford to the Bears for Chase Daniels.
Cody Kessler.
That's who it
was. Yeah. Lions can't trade Stafford or his prorated signing bonus comes in 1 year as a hit. So let's say they trade him this offseason, $40 million cap hit next year. Cannot mathematically trade him.
Another year of...
Also, he's not the one who keeps drawing up third down screens.
Yeah, but he throws fucking terrible interceptions.
You're just mad at him because he gave me points for when we were playing against each other.
No. I mean, dude, Lions could have won that game. I don't even know.
They could have won a few games, but...
he sucks.
I think the only hope is if they sell a team, move them to a different city, and then we get an expansion team and start all over.
I'm honestly not against that plan.
So move the team, get expansion team, start all over.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
What would the new team name be?
Cheetahs.
That's stupid.
What other kind of cats?
Yeah. We're running out of cat names here.
Why does it have to be a cat?
Because of the Tigers.
Pistons and Red Wings aren't cats.
Yeah.
The different shoe brands?
Puma.
Red Wings, Puma. What was the
Carburetors, the Detroit Carburetors.
Is the arena, was it the Turbo?
The Detroit Drive.
So is that copyright? Can we just take that name now?
The Detroit Autonomous Vehicles.
There you go.
No?
Detroit Neon?
Where are they moving to, though? Who's going to buy them and where are they moving to? Because the Jaguars basically have London locked down.
Mexico City.
Oh, that's a good one. I was thinking Austin. I bet you Austin could probably, but I think Dallas would put up a fight.
St. Louis needs another team.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think they'd ever go back to St. Louis.
You could put out a third one in Los Angeles.
I mean, nobody wants the first two. You might as well put a third there. Let's see. Hey, land is too expensive in the Bay Area to replace the
Columbus?
Raiders.
No.
Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Columbus doesn't need
And things. Indy. Really? And Pittsburgh. Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of teams.
That's a lot of fucking teams within 2 hours. I mean, because they can't just go to Grand Rapids. You have to move them completely out of the state.
Toronto
might work, but I think Buffalo would be pissy about that.
Probably.
Omaha.
Stick them in the middle of nowhere? Yeah. I'm with you on that. I don't care.
Peyton Manning could be their mascot.
Send them to El Paso. El Paso's like a million-plus people city. And it's like right there by New Mexico that doesn't have a team. Might work.
Oh, yeah, but none of the teams out in the middle of the country have sports teams, well, except for Denver.
Yeah. Well, Kansas City.
Yeah. Oklahoma City.
I mean, they have the Thunder. Yeah. I don't really care where you move them, but no. Yeah. If Martha wants to sell and they move, I'm fine on that. Just give us an expansion team.
Detroit Penguins.
Detroit Ducks. I like ducks. Detroit Conies. They have a hot dog as their mascot.
That'd be cool.
Just the Detroit hot dogs. Not even the Conies. Because not everybody knows what a Coney is.
Well, they have a. They saw a chili dog mascot. They'd probably
the
figure
D
it out.
Could be like in, like written in mustard.
Mustard.
Like squirted mustard.
There you go.
The colors will be brown and yellow.
I like it.
The colors are piss and poop.
Be like Pittsburgh's throwback jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, condolences, Houghton.
I didn't think you'd bring that up.
You bring up Pittsburgh's throwback uniforms. The first thing I can think of is the U of M throwback uniforms from, was that 2010, 2011 Michigan State game?
Yeah.
With the Nard Dog.
The stripes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, yeah. It's the first thing I went to. So I wouldn't have brought it up. I didn't watch.
You didn't miss much.
No, I did because I hate U of M. So I missed a lot.
No.
I would have.
You didn't miss much of a game at all. Congratulations on your big win against Rutgers.
I didn't watch that either. I'm not going to lie. I have not been very attentive to this college football season.
You got basketball, huh?
Yeah. Did you see the new basketball ranking system?
No. I know Gonzaga took over to number one right now.
No. Ohio State.
What?
Yes.
Ohio State's the number one team in the country?
So NCAA is getting rid of RPI.
In basketball?
In basketball. So Ohio State is number one in college basketball according to the new March Madness ranking system.
Huh?
So this is becoming a lot more sports heavy than I thought it would be. But
what?
So okay. So RPI is inherently flawed because it only deals with record. It doesn't deal.
Same with any system that has Ohio State number one.
Right. So we'll get there. So RPI is flawed and has been flawed, and trying to judge them based on that. So that's why the selection committee has used the KenPom rankings, which are a much more advanced level of rankings. There's a rival to KenPom, but it's just more about your adjusted defense. So they try to adjust things to a mean that you played a defense that's holding people to 60 points a game. You scored 80 points a game on them. Therefore, your offense is inherently better than many other teams. So we're going to adjust your offense up like per 100 possessions. There's a bunch of shit that goes into it. But basically, it uses tons and tons of algorithms for these teams that base each other.
Algorithms.
So the idea behind it is that it's a little cleaner look, and that's how the NCAA selection committee has chosen at-large bids recently, is using some of these rankings. They are letting them influence it. You don't base it solely on RPI like they used to. And they stopped using RPI altogether because it was so flawed, because it only looked at winning percentage, where teams can, you know, St. Mary's, Gonzaga can just win 18 games in conference every single year because they play such shit competition.
Sure.
So they came up with a new system, and this is the first release of it. And the new system put, and I'll use KenPom as a reference, even though it's not the end all be all, it's at least a better,
it's an adjusted
guide to where teams should be. Ohio State is ranked 23rd in KenPom, number one in the new system. Number 10 in the new system is Loyola Marymount, 190th in KenPom, is the number 10 team in the country. 2 through 9 are more or less there. Michigan State are both there. Duke's in there. They're like within 2 or 3 of their KenPom rankings. It's not bad. I think Wisconsin's 12 in KenPom. They're like number 8 in the new rankings. So that seemed to work out okay, but there's still some serious flaws that Ohio State can go from like 22 or 23 all the way to 1, and Loyola Marymount can jump out of the trip. When I had to hit Control F to find Loyola Marymount in the rankings on KenPom because I couldn't, and they're not even the highest rated Loyola because the Chicago one's higher ranked in KenPom than they are.
Sister Jean?
So yeah, so it's yeah, it's not a good system, and apparently that's what they're supposed to use NCAA rankings based on. So they tried to come up with like a playoffs, like the college football does for the playoffs. They're trying to mirror that, and this is their first release of it. It's terrible. They fucked up.
This doesn't work.
They need to. And the reason I saw it is because Nate Silver from 538 tweeted about it of, holy shit, these rankings are terrible. You need to scrap this already and find a new system before this comes through any further. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Unless, like, the first go-around is a complete mess, and then the more and more games or data points that jump into it, it sort of clears itself out, hopefully.
Yeah, you would think. And, I mean, and maybe we'll get there because, you know, with what my job entails, a lot of it is trying to use projections and looking forward and using like current data points to see what's about to happen. And the way you solve that is to see if what you're, you know, if you want to come up with a new system, will my new system work, is to look back and apply it historically to say, what would it have projected for this and how close is it to land? It's like,
what was that?
It's a big yawn.
Tired.
Baseball Prospectus, whenever they come out with something, they like, all right, here's our new algorithm to determine a new value of a pitcher. They apply it to like the greatest pitching seasons ever. Do they come out on top still? Yes. Yes, they do. Okay, we might be onto something here. But if you apply it to historical seasons and you're like, or even if it's like, here's a new hitting projection, let's see. It was going to project Babe Ruth's 1927 season to be fucking terrible. Okay, we screwed up. It's not going to work. So, like, you have to historically apply it a bunch of times. So maybe they did that, and this is just not enough data points for it to be good. But
I hope so.
After 30 more days, 60 more days, whatever it may be, it gets better. You know, let's hold out hope. But right now, holy shit.
What is the Ohio State's record?
They are undefeated, but they're like 6-0.
Well, I mean, they haven't beaten anybody.
Right. Like, a lot of it depends on who you've played. So that's why you need, then that, again, could be part of the problem. It's just not enough data points. But if there's not enough data points, don't release it then.
No.
Wait until you get much closer to.
Or release it on Black Friday.
Or release it. Well, they released it on Cyber Monday. They did the online version of it.
That's probably why I didn't see it.
Yeah, it came out earlier today.
Well, Ohio State's having a good week.
Yeah. They suddenly jumped way the fuck up in polls.
Well, they didn't jump that far up in football.
They did in basketball. Oh. Where are they in? Well, the college rankings for football don't come out till tomorrow night, but are they going to be fourth or is Oklahoma?
I would say Oklahoma should be. But
Kyler Murray is fun as shit to watch.
Yeah.
I don't care at all about Oklahoma football, but they're really fun to watch.
Who's their
That might be the only
who's
thing
they're lost to? I mean, Ohio State.
Texas.
Yeah, and Ohio State is Purdue. So I think just based on loss, I think Oklahoma should have a notch up on them.
Purdue beat the shit out of Ohio State too.
And then Ohio State almost lost to Maryland, or should have lost to Maryland. They had a lot of games, or a few games where
They had no issues with Michigan, though.
Nope.
They didn't almost lose to Michigan, though.
Nope.
Oh, man. I love all the Walmart Wolverines, like, on Facebook and shit, like, talking shit still. Like, well, we beat you guys this year.
Cool, man.
That is fact.
When's the last time you won a Big Ten championship?
Is this the will this be the 10th
Big Ten championship?
This is either the 9th or 10th Big Ten championship game that is happening this season.
What?
This season?
How can there be 9 Big Ten championships game this season?
This season is the 9th version of the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry.
Like that.
Worded poorly. It's the 8th or the 9th, something like that. Michigan still hasn't made it, dude.
Nope.
You in Maryland and.
Oh, I'm aware.
Rutgers.
Illinois,
Minnesota. Because fucking Northwestern made it.
That's a joke, too.
Well, who had Northwestern, Iowa, Wisconsin,
Nebraska,
Michigan State, Ohio
State. Michigan State's made it?
Oh, yeah.
Three times?
Yeah. Who's counting?
Penn State. Anybody else in the East?
The problem is Ohio State and Michigan State and Penn State are all in the East, so yeah. They just dominate it. It's really hard for anybody else to make it.
Totally agree. It was lined up so perfectly, too. State was a pile of poo this year.
God, were they fucking bad.
Wisconsin was overrated. I know
they were really bad.
State was very average. It all lined up for Michigan, too, and... Crap the bed.
Our defense isn't bad.
Our defense is incredible.
Our offense is terrible.
And if history says anything,
beyond terrible.
Dave Warner will get a nice little raise in the offseason and be right back there calling plays next year.
It's embarrassing how bad they are.
D'Antoni doesn't get rid of him. I think he should be fired.
I don't know what you do on that. I knew Wisconsin was dog shit when they nearly lost at home to New Mexico. New Mexico is garbage.
Yeah.
They're consistently garbage.
That squeaker by Utah State's not looking too bad, though.
Yeah, that's actually looking like a decent win.
That was a good win.
The squeaker by Rutgers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's all right. Short episode this week due to a late start. Part of the technical difficulties is we didn't know anybody's in the room. The room is open.
You're bad.
Yeah, that's on me. Door's closed. I just assume people are recording. So that's it for episode two.
That's a lot of sports talk.
That was, it went political to sports.
All because of Mosseri.
Yeah, Mosseri made that pivot for us. I wasn't even here. You should have to listen, though.
I haven't even listened. I don't think he will. But everyone else should.
Yeah. You guys should come back and listen again. Send us topics to talk about. Call in and talk about your topics.
So we missed out on sandwiches then?
Yeah, we didn't talk about sandwiches. What's your favorite sandwich? Mm. Or I had another topic written down here. Are there too many breweries?
No.
And more sports. I wrote down DCFC as a filler.
Best cheese sticks. Let's
talk about soccer.
Arby's.
Best appetizer combo. We should do research and that should be one. Metro Detroit best app combo.
All right, I'll start.
Yeah, I'm in.
Start going, trying them out.
Bennigan's had a really good app combo, but they don't exist anymore. Well, at least not in...
I mean...
There's some.
We know. I think both of you know my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might want to get going in there.
I hear that Rochester Bees need some help, so I might have to start going and buying some app combos up there.
That was a good app combo.
It was a great app combo.
I haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, it was good.
That's good.
All right. Well, if you're still listening for some reason, I applaud you. Thank you.